Today we, of course, are celebrating the Feast of St. Cecilia. The actual day is on Thanksgiving this year, but we have the opportunity to move it to today, this Sunday, and we could celebrate it as a parish here in this beautiful church. Of course, that's why we have the incense, that's why the red vestments, you know, for the martyr, St. Cecilia. So we honor her today. Also today we are celebrating, or we have the readings, I should say, from the second to last Sunday in Ordinary Time. So many people are celebrating the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Next weekend will be the last Sunday in the church calendar for the year. You know, we'll celebrate Christ the King next weekend, and we'll have, you know, readings all about the glory of heaven and Christ's reign and all these beautiful things. But today we have readings more so about the tribulation, the trials at the end. You know, we hear about darkness, suffering in these readings today. The first reading of Daniel we heard, it said, "It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress." In the gospel, Jesus said, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky." You know, we hear all this darkness, destruction, the end times, and there will be tribulation in the end. That's part of the prophecy. And Jesus is speaking of really two things here. The first one I want to speak about is the destruction of the temple. So we know that Jesus died around the year 33 AD, sometime, you know, 30, 33, somewhere in there. And the destruction of the temple, though, we know from history, was in 70 AD. And so this is one of the things Jesus is speaking about here. We know that the Jewish-Roman War was from 66 AD to 70 AD. And this was a great time of trial, tribulation for the Jewish people. It was a horrible time. There were many people crucified, you know, even sometimes hundreds in a day. There was starvation. It was just a very dark time. And then finally, that culminated in the destruction of the temple at the end, as the Jews were somewhat, you know, defeated, you could say. You know, the place of their worship, how difficult this must have been. It's hard to even imagine. You know, maybe if like the Vatican was our main place of worship, you know, for all of us, and it was totally destroyed. It's hard for us to imagine, I think, but the temple decimated in the year 70. Also, we heard Jesus say in the gospel, "Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place." And so he was saying this probably, you know, between the years 30 and 33 AD. So this one generation, you know, so within 40 years, the year 70. So he's kind of foretelling that within the time of one generation, the temple would be destroyed. But Jesus is also speaking here of the end times, you know, how we'll have that judgment, you know, and there will be that time of tribulation, time of judgment, the difficult times. And so we're reflecting upon these things in the readings for today, you know. I thought it would be important, especially this month of November, you know, we remember also the poor souls, but to remember the end of our lives. You know, it's important to think about the end, to keep the end in mind, so we could recall and work on ourselves and our lives right now. And thinking about this, I recalled the phrase, "remember death," memento mori, if you've ever heard that phrase before, memento mori, remember death. It's something that some monks would say to each other when they were passing each other in the halls in their abbey. You know, they didn't speak much, but they would say that, "remember death." Kind of just to remember what life is about. You know, we can keep everything in perspective if we remember the end of our lives. So this is something good to reflect on every once in a while. If you're anything like me, sometimes you worry a lot, you know, about the present. You know, we might worry a lot about what other people say of us, fall into pride. I know I do sometimes. But it's so easy to fall into this at times, but we need to remember it is so short-lived what other people think of us. You know, we are not really remembered for that much longer after our death, probably. You know, some of the greatest influences in my life are my parents, but their memory probably won't last too much longer than my generation, than me, you know, when I pass away, my siblings. So, you know, the time here is short. Of course, also, it's good to examine, you know, how are we living our lives? How are we ridding sin of our lives? How are we living? The two ways that we could respond to God, you know, as we pray in the Our Father, "Thy will be done." That's what we want, right? "Thy will be done." Or you could say, you know, follow the world or our own selfish desires, you know, and say, "I did it my way," you know, do it our own way. And it's so easy to fall into that at times, I think. And of course, there are many serious ways we could fall into it, but you know, we can be condemned for things like sins of the flesh in the internet, you know, for missing Mass on Sunday, for taking the Lord's name in vain. And we might think, gosh, you know, Is God really going to judge us? You know, isn't he a loving God? And of course he's a loving God. He's so loving, so much so we can't even understand it all here. But also because of that, we have our free will. God gives us free will. You know, he has to let us choose. And so we are called to make that choice in our lives. One way maybe to explain it is to look at the story of Isaac and his two sons. If you remember in the Old Testament, Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. And Esau was the older son. He had inherited the birthright from his father, or naturally he would have. But one day Esau was out hunting and he came back and he was very hungry. And Jacob had planned ahead along with his mother. They were kind of scheming, I guess you could say. And Jacob, or his mother, the two of them, or his mother more so probably, made this porridge, which in the Old Testament sometimes they translate as red stuff. But he made this porridge and he convinced Esau to sell him his birthright for a bowl of porridge. And you know, some people in our world today, or even us at times, maybe, are we really selling our birthright, you know, for simple things, for simple sins, you know? So that's something to ponder, I think. Are we selling our birthright? But we know that God is a loving God, but he gives us all the choice in our lives to follow him or to not. We hear in Scripture, be vigilant at all times, pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. How important it is to be vigilant, you know, to remember the end, to be vigilant, to recall, you know, the end. In the Liturgy of the Hours, once a week, we hear from Scripture, we pray these words, stay sober and alert. You know how important that is, to be alert, to be strong in our faith. Today we have, of course, the amazing example of Saint Cecilia, virgin and martyr. She was one who was a strong example of enduring those tribulations, enduring those trials with great faith. And we know it doesn't just all happen in one moment, normally, right? It's a preparation, responding to God's grace, asking for his help. And reflecting upon this, I was thinking of, you know, the early church fathers. There was one, Origen. You know, many people in the very early church were being martyred. Origen actually tried to start a school for martyrs. Can you imagine what that would be like? I'm not sure exactly what they did there, but I'm sure it was tough. But how good it is to prepare for the end of our lives. You know, Saint Cecilia, she knew why she was dying. And so that tells us that she really knew what she was living for, what life was about. And I think that's so beautiful, you know, to think about. If we know why we're dying, we know what life is about. The beautiful thing is that as Christians, you know, the gravestone can actually be a sign of hope for us, hope for the future. Because we realize that there is more than this life. And so this week, may we all continue to turn to the Lord, to turn to the Lord in faith, to turn to him with all of our hearts in repentance, and to rely on him and his mercy.